This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good Tuesday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live on 106.7 The Fan as we come your way from West Palm Beach. We're actually broadcasting outside today at our Airbnb. We are poolside. We are in the sun. We have left the air conditioning, as is Danny's wont. You're a big sunlight guy.
I am. Hanging out by the pool, I think, is pretty dope.
It's actually very comfortable.
You don't really get a chance to do that very often, so here we are, right?
My only concern was we need to be in the shade.
I agree. The Sam shade is essential.
Call me Jim Zorn. Remember the Z shades at training camp where he got really excited because the difference was 14 or 15 degrees under his little Z shades? I just need to be out of the sun, and we are out of the sun. There's a little moving air, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous, and I am happy to be live on the air with my pal Danny Ruye. The boys' trip continues. Ryan Clary, Darris Dameron, Toby Altizer hanging at the house today. It's a cast of dozens. We're rolling deep, by the way.
Yeah.
The Nats media corps now, this was not the case when I was last year with you, Danny, before they won the World Series in 2019. And then the following spring in 2020, when you and I were at camp, there's basically like four reporters at any given moment at spring training that cover the team. So when we showed up, you, me, Darris, Ryan, Danny walking around. We're just going everywhere in the clubhouse together. We've doubled the media contingent that covers the team now.
It is a strange phenomenon. I understand it. I get it. The landscape has changed. Local media has changed. The team, the outlets that are still doing this almost have guys working in shifts. You know, because, I mean, there are multiple people from Masson. You got Mark Zuckerman, Bobby Blanco. Then you've got the folks from The Post. Chelsea James was down here. Andrew Golden will be here. So I understand that it's not, you know, the critical mass that it used to be. But still, it just times are different.
It's been a pretty difficult couple of days trying to remember where the key went for the rental. The rental, which got booted, by the way.
What do you mean it got booted?
Who knew? I have gone my entire life, Danny. I've had a lot of vehicles. I'm sure you have as well.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have ever been booted. I'm pretty good at avoiding parking tickets. When I get parking tickets, I pay them. I'm the best at not getting my car booted. There have been some good ones. I think I'm elite at it. I'm so awesome at waking up, going out to my car, looking at the tires, and not seeing a boot. Until West Palm Beach, where we paid to park in apparently a private lot. Didn't know that part. But it's a park mobile situation. I have the app, punch the number in, comes up, you tell it how long you want to park. I parked through 9 p.m. I'm a D.C. guy. I didn't know after 9 p.m. you keep on paying. So at about 9:22, we waddle back to the car, and not just one of those tires, but two of those tires are booted.
The double tire boot is tough for me. The single, awful, annoying, exasperating, horrible. Yes. Two?
Seems like a lot.
Where am I going?
Well, the guy
told us. The tire's booted.
Ryan, you may actually remember, because you talked to him a lot, if I could say that. He told you he boots two tires as a safety precaution?
Yeah, so basically what he said was that there's like a higher chance that someone could like, or actually no, here's the story. If you have one tire booted, then you can take that tire off and put the spare tire on. So
oh,
the car
right.
doesn't carry two
that.
Spare tires, and so that's why he does two.
Oh.
Think about how aggressive that would be in my rental. Just throw the,
what a
the,
power
the
move
tire
that
with a boot in the back, drop it back off at DJ Hertz. Say, hey, there's a booted tire in the back. You guys deal with that. You've been great. Thank you. But so we get back to the car. I feel like this is always the case. I don't know that it's ever been the case that you get back to your car and the person that booted it is gone. He's always standing right there somehow in all the movies and every situation you hear of. So we get back to the car. Two tires are booted. He's chilling in front of the hood, and he's just kind of waiting for us almost. He's like, so this is your car, huh? Like, the one that I'm unlocking? Yeah, this is the one.
No, man, I just unlock cars sometimes.
Those your skis? Yeah.
Both of them?
Both of them. So I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I just booted you. I said, I can see that,
yeah.
sir. So how do we solve this dilemma? He's like, you scan that code I put on the window there. So I'm like using my smartphone to take a picture of a barcode. And he goes, $65. All right.
Cool.
I suppose.
That's great.
Is there another way forward here? Of course, Ryan starts trying to negotiate with the guy. Now, why he did. So the guy has told us it costs $65 to get our boots off the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, what did you suggest that we would give him in cash?
Well, I looked at my wallet, and I saw three $5 bills, and I also noticed a $10 scorecard for Dick's Sporting Goods. So I was like, listen, we can cut you a little deal here. We're vacationing. We're from Washington, D.C. We love West Palm Beach. We love the city of West Palm Beach, which is what he worked for. I'll give you $15 and a $10 scorecard. What do you say? You go on with your day. You take off the boot of our car. He said no.
This guy hated Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I like Ryan.
Yep.
He did not.
He
so
was
Ryan's
not.
Like, I'll give you $15 cash. And the guy's like, nah, I just want the 65 through the company. And Ryan's like, you got Venmo? And he's like, still want the 65? So then Ryan pivoted to trying to give him your gift card to Dick's.
Yep, tried to do the gift card. That did not work.
He also didn't like that.
He didn't
very
need
much.
That either.
You were probably the first person to ever try to give him cash on the side. It was probably a creative move. He's never heard that before from anyone.
It's a great move.
So he said he wanted the 65, wanted to do it the hard way. So we paid him, and then it took him 3 seconds, all of 3 seconds,
uh-huh.
to take the boots off the vehicle, and on we went.
How did he take it off, by the way? Is there like a key?
Yeah, quite literally.
That's all it is? It's like a quick key, and it's done?
A quick turn of the fingers, and I mean, it couldn't have been more simple.
You also sleep on that span of 20 minutes of our life was an adventure. Because that was right after we had just witnessed the U-Haul crash situation where
Correct.
The guy jumps out and runs down that same street towards where our vehicle was.
Yeah, our hearts were already pounding because we had just seen a police chase with armed police officers.
No, you didn't really see a police chase.
Chasing yeah. an allegedly armed man.
Cops, West Palm Beach edition.
And the reason we actually went back to the car was I think I left my wallet in the car.
You left your wallet. We were going to go ahead to get gelato and then go to like a rooftop bar afterwards.
But based on where this guy ran, it was about an 11% chance that he was going to be in our car. Like
it's
that,
very possible.
They're looking for him. They're scrambling helicopters. So we went back just to make sure he's not hiding in our vehicle.
And didn't go, oh, look, a wallet.
Right, only to find out. Well, I don't think he would have taken the wallet. I think he was way too reputable.
A reputable type of guy.
Yeah. I mean, look.
What if he's the guy that boots the cars, by the way?
He's a hit-and-run guy. He's a run-down-the-street-with-a-gun with cops chasing you guy. He's not a Take Grant's wallet guy.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
That's an upstanding
give
citizen.
Him a little, give him a little credit, man.
Oh, look, a wallet.
He's like, ah, this guy's got a debit card and a credit card. Ah. He's probably got some kids. I'm not going to bother.
No, he seems like a nice fella.
I'm not going to bother with him.
Seems like a nice guy.
Last night was better. Danny's here. It was a little more low-key.
Yes.
We went out to a nice dinner. We had a fantastic meal.
Really good dinner.
So good. What did I eat last night? I had Brussels sprouts, best I've ever had.
It's the second time you had those.
Double-dipped on this trip on those Brussels. And enjoyed some meatballs, the little appetizer meatballs.
Sure, yep.
The old meatballs are great.
The meatballs good, right?
Fried calamari. Very, very good. You dabbled into the pasta.
We had a little spinach and artichoke dip as well, which was delicious.net. Toby, had, I thought, had a power order
Well, yeah, Toby's order was what I should have been ordering on my current health kick.
Well, but so for just for Appy's, though, before you get to that, Toby's like, hey, can we do some calamari? And Grant's like, already did that, because I guess he wasn't as focused on the ordering. It was like, maybe he should have been. It's not a criticism. It's just kind of what happened. And so he goes, okay, shrimp cocktail, please. I was like, Toby, good for you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he's out here making plays.
Yeah, just out there making plays. I thought that was awesome.
So he is, by the way, Mr. Seafood on this trip.
Oh, he's all about it.
Toby came here to chew bubble gum and eat seafood.
And he's out of that bubble gum.
There's none left.
There's no bubble tape.
Is there fish I can order? We just went to a breakfast, like an all-day breakfast place.
And he was like, fish.
Where they're like, you want your eggs fried, darling? How you want them, hun? You know, that kind of place.
He's like, give me fish eggs.
The lady, like, looks like she just never worn sunscreen. Yeah, you know, she's like looking at you. Right. She's like, how you want those? Over easy? Like, words I've never heard. Like,
sure.
Medium, over this, over that. You know, what are you looking for, sweetheart?
What do you want? You want Tannehill? What?
Ryan Tannehill?
What?
Did she say big Tannehill guy? And Toby's like, you guys have any fish? She's like, we could do that for you, sweetheart.
Sure, we could. I'll cut some.
I'll take some crab-crusted cod. Darius is getting a bagel. I'm getting a breakfast sandwich.
I love it.
Toby wants a little salmon glazed.
A little salmon. But we do have to talk about the incident last night at dinner.
What was the incident?
You know what you did. So, Appy time, right? We've all got our Appy orders. They're all pretty set. You did a great job. You ordered your Brussels sprouts and your calamari, which I thought was good.
By the way, before you completely besmirch my character, I ordered the appetizers when she came over 3 seconds after we sat down.
No, you did right.
To get drinks.
You did the right thing.
She came over. We've been sitting down for less than 20 seconds. She put as many of us in a booth as possible.
Yep.
Couple of big fellas here.
They're five sizable gentlemen. And a lot of legs were touching. A lot of hairs were touching. That we're all interconnected there.
So I immediately, she comes over. Can I get you guys drinks? I said, sure. I'd like a water, please. Diet soda. And also ordered like four appetizers for the table.
Which was great.
Boom. We're off and running.
Boom, boom, boom. I threw in a couple appies. You know what I mean? We did the right thing there. We handled it. It was good. So that was proceeding as it should happen, because the whole point there is, of course,
everything was okay with you then.
Is to eat dinner. Yeah, because it was right. So everyone's looking at the menu, doing a good job, narrowing it down to a couple, you know, due course of events. Beverages come. First round of appetizers comes, okay? The long and short is how we got there doesn't matter. You sent the waitress away from the table. You said, you know what? Why don't you give us some more time? That should never happen. I don't, you're my friend. I love working with you. It's been 10 years. Okay. Here's another 10. You can never do that again. You can never, ever do that. You remarked after 15 minutes, man, she's been gone a long time. She sure has. She sure has. You never know. We're part of a system.
Okay.
There's an ecosystem. There's a line. So when she checks on us, she's going to check on the other table and the next table. This drink order's going in. This food order's going in. This food running's going to happen. We're now at the back of the queue. You sent her away willingly. It should never happen. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but it's Darius who couldn't figure out what he wanted just yet. And that's fine. Indecision. You'll make a decision in the moment because you go with your gut. You feel it in your heart. And if you get the wrong thing, so be it. You'll eat your food and be happy. It's a great restaurant.
She came over. So, by the way, Darius, what I've learned about you, we'd never traveled together before. I've learned a couple things about you on this trip. One of them is you never want to go first when we're ordering.
Not a decisive order.
He panics. And he's like, I'll go last. Someone else start.
Yeah.
Someone else start. It's like Ryan yelling, it's a football. And for some reason, every waitress we've had since we got here, no matter where we've been, points at Darius and goes, all right, get it started for me, baby cakes. And he's like, not me. Anybody else.
Not me.
So anyway, so last night,
yep.
She points at Darius and she goes, what do you want, hon? Or whatever she said. She was young and attractive. She was 23.
Yeah.
And so she wasn't doing the baby cakes thing.
No.
Right.
By the way, she was desperately the entire time telling us that she's off tomorrow. She's doing yoga tomorrow. She has to do laundry. It's her first day off.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what
day
to do.
Off.
She
free
just
day.
Moved to the area. Yeah. She doesn't know anybody. Mm. Ryan, at any moment, anything, nothing. Okay, that's fine. Just, hey, you over there looking like Glenn Powell. I just saw you and anybody but you with Sidney Sweeney. Did I mention I'm not doing anything tomorrow?
You know
did
what
I,
you should do is sit still and not make take any action.
It's normal to tell everyone that you just broke up with your boyfriend.
Here's
right?
all the information.
Yeah.
Anybody want to do anything with it?
I got
the married guys are like, no.
Me and Danny could not have done more legwork there. I mean, we just yep. – have you ever – You ever just put a baseball on a tee for someone? Have you ever done that?
I sure
have. And then watched them look at it and walk the other direction?
I don't feel like swinging. That's not for me. I got somewhere else to be.
She literally was just kind of hanging around like, so what else are you guys doing on the trip? And how about you, white T-shirt?
How about you specifically?
Good-looking guy right there. You got any plans tomorrow? Did I mention I just broke up with my boyfriend and I'm new here? Don't know anything?
Now, did you recently lose a lot of weight and increase your attractiveness? You did? That's fascinating. I'd love for you to tell me about it privately. Nothing. Anyway, but finish the story about you sending
the
waitress
away. So back to the important part.
She's very cute
story.
And very nice, and I wish Ryan had gotten her.
So she looks at Darius and she goes, hey, what can I get for you? And Darius, tell me if I'm wrong, you had no idea what you were going to order. And so Darius gave the same face he would have if, like, CK walked into the studio right after you forgot to play an update or something. Like, just sheer, oh, my God, this is terrible. And I see this.
Yeah, Panic at the Disco.
So here's my thought.
Yeah.
We're in West Palm Beach. This is a rare trip for you told me earlier on the trip, you're like, you're excited to be here. You haven't been to West Palm Beach.
Absolutely.
You want to get as much bang for your buck as you can as
for
a
sure.
traveler.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have three good meals while we're here.
Yep.
He's going to ruin one of them right now with a rash decision so that Danny isn't insufferable and annoying after that and making fun of him for the next 20 minutes.
Okay, I disagree with your assertion.
Okay.
The idea that you're going to ruin a meal. We're at a nice restaurant.
Right.
We're at a place that provides good food.
But
if I'd said rigatoni but I meant bucatini, guess what would have been delicious
but
too?
But were you nervous about ordering right then and right there because you knew you were going to hear Danny's wrath?
No, I was nervous about telling her to come back. I was more worried about that.
Why?
Yeah. Because I knew Danny would.
That's what I just
that's
asked.
What he asked. Right. Yeah. That's what he asked.
You were nervous about telling her to come back because why? Because you knew Danny would be upset at you.
Absolutely.
So
it was 100% on my
so
mind.
So I just stepped in. It's like when the mom protects the child from the dad, and she's like, you know, he's not going to be that.
Your father's going to be angry.
He's not going to be that angry, honey. It's fine. So I just said, as soon as I saw that face from Darius and, like, the grabbing his menu and knocking over his water, I said, tell you what, just come back in a couple minutes. I literally said, he's very nervous that guy's going to be angry about this. Give us a couple minutes. And she's like, no problem. Now, the problem was she came back 22 minutes later.
Exactly right. Because it's a busy restaurant that serves customers.
And I wouldn't have done that to you, Danny, if we didn't already have our appetizers. I knew because we had so much food that you were not going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs. You have so much stuff to eat. You're going to put it all on little bites. You're going to do the thing where you overcut. I knew you were going to be perfectly fine. And so I said, Danny's got his appies. He's going to be happy Danny. We're all going to be in this together. I just didn't account for how long it would be until we ordered.
You know who does account for that? Pointing at myself here.
You were right.
You always have to account for it.
Randy, do you?
You never know when you're going to see them again. You take advantage of every opportunity. If you're not ready, the moment will make you ready.
I just wanted her to go from the other side of the table. If she would have went from the other side, she would have.
Right, that's why I said, Grant, get us started. And Grant goes, tell you what, leave. Don't come back for a long time. Maybe we'll see you again. Maybe we won't. Where are you from? You know? Anyway.
I will admit.
We finished our appies.
You were right.
Someone comes and clears them, and it's still minutes and minutes and minutes
away.
We
did not order our entree.
You're over in the corner being like, does anyone want Brussels sprouts? Anybody want them? Just eat them by yourself. The rest of us are eating the other appetizers. They're gone. Hadn't ordered our mains yet. And Grant out loud goes, do you realize we haven't ordered our mains yet? I was like, I sure do. I sure do realize that.
You were right. It worked out in that way. I wanted to protect Darius from your wrath of abuse. Mm. That's all.
Mm.
And I feel like I was able to do that.
Darius didn't send her away.
He did not.
Never have
I'll
her come
wear
back
that,
again.
But you were right. This time, I give you full credit. Danny Rouillet is correct that by sending her away, we were in the restaurant enjoying each other's company, having a lovely meal for another 17 minutes. And for that, I apologize.
We can enjoy each other's company a lot of places. Happy to enjoy company with you. We're doing it right now.
We are.
What's the point of the restaurant? Is to get that food right in here. Point to my tummy.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. Here's your lay of the land today. We are at spring training. Davey Martinez is joining the show at 3 o'clock. We've got Patrick Corbin, the opening day starter for the Nationals over the last couple of years, at 5 o'clock. And Joey Gallo, who's the brand new bat, the big marquee addition of the offseason, $5 million deferred over 3 years. He joins us at 6 o'clock here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Next, let's look at the pool of free agents to be from the Commanders. Who are you worried about them losing? Get into that on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our coverage from Nats Spring Training's presented by Main Street Bank. It's your local bank, local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Just got a tweet. You can hit us up online throughout the show, as always, at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. Alex asked, will either of you be taking a dive into the pool mid-show as we're doing a poolside show? I'm going to say that neither you or I will be in the pool mid-show. However, I do think we should have a show cannonball contest.
Cannonball
live
coming
today, where you and I can maybe call the play-by-play.
I think that's a thing.
Of a Clary versus Dameron versus Toby cannonball situation.
So now, the reason we can't, now Ryan and I were in the pool all morning. Basically, we did a hit workout that Grant gave us.
Yes.
Went really hard there, then hung out in the pool for like an hour and a half. It was awesome. And Grant and I doing it, like, we got to talk into the bikes, and there's a Comrex, and there's computers. It would be a risky thing to do, to be soaking wet, then trying to, like, sit down and do the show or whatever. However, guys that might not have to do as much bantering could absolutely put those suits on and jump into that pool that's right behind us.
How do we judge it? Is it based on splash or based on, like, quality of the cannonball? Or?
All of it. So there's multiple categories. I mean, think about how they do diving competitions, right? Like, the one Russian judge, obviously, is a little bit. You got to throw that one out, the highs and lows.
After Ryan goes, it's like 8.2, 8.3, 8.5, and then there's, like, the one 5.9.
4.6. We do technique. We measure splash and artistry.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, artistic.
So, I think it has to be a 1. Is it 1 to 10?
Yes.
Okay. 1 to 10, three different grades. Technique, splash, and artistry.
And artistry.
Wow. Okay, I'm in.
You know what I mean?
So, Darris, Ryan, and Toby
will
go gold, silver, and bronze in a cannonball contest. Let's set a time for this so that people know when to listen. Let's say, you know what? Let's end the show this way.
I like it.
So that we can actually, at some point, get to some business today.
And it'd be a real shame if there was like an Olympic theme playing and that sort of stuff, you know, as we came back in.
I like our chances. Money Metal Chris is on it. 6:10 today for the first annual Grant and Danny West Palm Beach Invitational Cannonball Challenge.
Cannonball.
And our Airbnb. 6:10. You will be listening to that live on 106.7 The Fan. News on the safety front. I think this is somewhat relevant to Cam Curl, by the way. The New England Patriots had a big decision to make with safety Kyle Duggar, and they have decided that they are using a transition tag on him, $13.8 million. So this is really interesting for two reasons. You really never see the transition tag, but what they're doing is they're agreeing to a contract, it's like an offer sheet with him, and then he can go shop and try to get a better deal from someone else. But the reason I love this is twofold. Number one, it tells you the safety market is not quite as robust as what people are expecting as it pertains to the Commanders losing Cam Curl. Made no sense to tag him, but he thinks he's going to get upwards of $15, $16, $17 million a year. If Duggar's only getting $13 million in the deal he got from the Patriots, maybe the safety market's not what we thought. Secondly, where is Chris Russell? A transition tag was just used.
Congratulations to Chris Russell. What an amazing thing for him.
For those of you that don't know.
If you don't know, it's probably better you don't know.
I won't even go through all the details of the Cousins transition tag claims. His contention, though, for basically as long as I've known him, is that he would transition tag everybody. The fact that no one in the league ever uses it just means that they're stupid and they don't know what he knows.
Yeah.
I think that's my cliff notes.
All of the GMs, all of the team presidents, all of the coaches and salary cap people, all the Eric Schaefers of the world with degrees and law schools and just dizzying intellects to keep everything straight have said no. Chris Russell says yes.
Yes.
He knew what they couldn't possibly, with their tiny pea-sized dinosaur-style brains, figure out. He was the genius that saw through and figured it out. From Jump Street.
A transition tag today.
Amazing.
In the NFL.
Congratulations.
2024, yeah. The year of our Lord. Well done.
God, I want that time back.
Here are your free agents to be for the Washington Commanders. I'm going to run through these names rapid fire. We can give some quick thoughts, Danny. But I want to set up the opportunity for people to call next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Who are you going to miss here? I mean, are there names that you think maybe have more value or are more important to Washington than we're considering? Because I think a lot of people look at this list and they go, oh, the Commanders will be fine. They're not losing a ton. But there are plenty of players here who have made major contributions.
Uh-huh.
So running through them, it's a bigger list because of the three guys that got cut last week. But Charles Leno was the highest paid player last year on their list of free agents, $12.3 million in 2023. Charles Leno is hitting the market. They made that decision. We've discussed him. Curtis Samuel finally had a big year. Made $11.5 million AAV as of last season. He was their best, most consistent wide receiver, believe it or not. That's not to say that McLaurin, who had more catches, more yards, wasn't more productive. But Curtis Samuel, over 60 grabs, 600 yards, 4 touchdowns. If you watched this team every week last year, you can absolutely make the case he was the best fit in the Bieniemy offense, and he got the most out of his role, more so than maybe McLaurin or Dotson.
I think it's very well put. So this isn't what you paid him for. You brought him in to be more than this. This was nice considering what he'd done in previous years. One, where he barely played. Another, where you know he was kind of somebody forgotten and had been surpassed by Jahan Dotson, probably in the pecking order. I mean, look at the targets. They tell you the entire story. Early on last season, if you recall, not this season but the one before, he was Carson Wentz's favorite target. Remember, we're going, why is he throwing to McLaurin? What's going on? What's going on? And Samuel was a guy that was pretty featured, pretty prominently. It was clear there was a chemistry there. Then as the season progressed, Dotson got healthier. It was Dotson, 8, 9, 10 targets. You know, Samuel just a couple. This was not what you paid him for, but I'd like to have him back, but at a much different price.
On the defensive side of the ball, cornerback Kendall Fuller, a mainstay starter here in Washington since coming back. 4 straight years where he has missed no more than 2 games at any point. Last season missed a couple. He had played in all but 1 game in the 2 years before that, but he's been very durable, pretty consistent as well. You know, not a guy that's a star by any means, but rarely is he a liability. Now 29 years old, $10 million a year player on this contract. He's hitting the market.
This is one of the guys that I don't think gets enough credit for how much of a quality football player he is. He is not a star. So people get that out of your heads, but you could do a lot worse than that guy. Again, the price may not be worth it, and he's approaching 30 years old, but that's a dude, again, I wouldn't mind having back as a depth option.
Leno, Samuel, Fuller, the only 3 players who are making $10 million or more a year that are going to be hitting the market. There are a bevy of other free agents who have been important to Washington over the last several years. We'll go through those names next. Who of the guys that might leave are you worried about not being around? 800-636-1067 is the number. MGM National Harbor listener lines open for you live from West Palm Beach. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you missed Mike Rizzo on our show yesterday, when we're done tonight, you can podcast that interview at thefandc.com or grantandanny.com/audio. We asked him about James Wood and the possibility of breaking camp with the big league club, which is maybe the biggest story down here in West Palm Beach right now. And he said, when players are ready to get to and impact the big league club, they'll get here and they'll be in there every day. He also told us that Wood has an opportunity. He said he's got to win a job. He's got to kick a door down. But he was not willing to say that he can't start the season at the big league level. Our coverage of spring training down here at Nats Camp, brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. We've got Davey Martinez joining us at the top of the hour on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Make sure you're listening. Coming up in 10 minutes for that conversation. Let's go to the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Brian is in Herndon. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, Grant, Danny, how you guys doing, man? You guys enjoying the Florida weather?
It ain't too shabby, my friend.
It's a gorgeous day. We brought a little rain with us initially, but we pushed through, and it's nice today.
All right. Well, enjoy yourselves. My wife and I and two boys just got back on Sunday. We took the boys down to spring training for
the last
couple of years, and my God, man. We just had the time of our lives. I'm so jealous I'm not there. I'm glad you guys are there soaking it all up, man. We got to meet all the players. They came home with a backpack full of baseballs, signed autographs, batting gloves. I highly recommend it to anybody.
Got to do it.
It's an experience of a lifetime.
I said this yesterday. I don't know if you're a huge Nats fan and or your kid is a big baseball fan, or maybe just casual and you want to get them more into it. The access in terms of autographs, pictures, getting gear, like you just said. I mean, especially right now in this era where it's a lot of young players who are accommodating and willing to do things and very nice, and they're not prima donnas, they haven't made millions of dollars, whatever. But, like, nobody's here. I can't believe it. There's 10, 12, 15, 20 fans at a time at these things walking around, a couple of kids and their parents. Maybe you were one of the guys I saw. I don't know. But there's nobody here.
I mean, to your point, I mean, the players act like they're your best friends. They're so accommodating. I mean, pictures, like you said, we met James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Brady, everybody was there, man, and they just all showed up, and just humble kids, hungry for baseball. My two boys are 10 and 8 and just super baseball, and they enjoyed every minute of it. So.
Well, appreciate the call, man.
And real quick, I love to see them re-sign Kendall Fuller, man. Great defensive back, just a seasoned vet. Teach these young bucks up the proper way to play the game, but you know, I guess I'll have to wait and see.
I think there's a price.
Thanks,
by the way, at 10 and 8 years old, this would have been the greatest thing that ever happened.
100%
come down
dude.
To spring training.
100% wheelhouse.
But specific to his point on Kendall Fuller there, there's definitely a price where it makes a lot of sense. I think to bring back a veteran in that room, because it's a pretty young group of corners otherwise. If it's not Fuller, maybe there's a cheaper 29, 30-year-old guy like him that you bring back who could be a number two or number three type corner moving forward. But I would label him as a guy I'd be interested in having around at the right price.
That's my feeling.
Not someone who's a priority. You know, you go through it. Like, Leno's not coming back. They just cut him. Samuel, I'm interested in at the right price with Fuller. Logan Thomas, they just cut. Brissett, I'm interested in at the right price. Barton, Lucas, those are players you can replace with other versions of them. Another name that's really interesting we haven't brought up, 25-year-old running back Antonio Gibson, the college wide receiver who I thought was misused here. Not enough routes run on the outside, not enough getting him in space. I don't do second contracts for running backs, so he can go somewhere else, and I'll find Antonio Gibson hopefully in the fifth round again. But I hope when they find the next version of him, they do a better job involving him.
Well, 1,000%. I have no interest in converting a slot receiver, scat back type guy into a bigger physical, more bruising between the tackles guy and then trying to convert him back again.
Yeah.
I think wherever he goes, if the team correctly understands and evaluates where he's going to be, you know, what he's going to be doing, I think he's actually going to be the type of guy we watch 2-3 years from now and we go, he's so much better than he was in Washington. That does not mean I want to keep him because, again,
I'm with you. Yeah.
Here's where I disagree with most people on running backs. I have no problem drafting running backs high. Like, a lot of people are like, you can't draft a running back in the first or second round or whatever. I don't feel that way. I have no problem with the early career years, the valuable years on a running back before wear and tear. If that's an early round pick, fine. I'm just not paying you a lot of money into your age 26, 27 seasons. But I do feel like that they botched the Gibson experience a little bit with how they used him. Dave Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, going to join us next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.